uses had a tail. And Joe Costa was the same. Down in the hill center. And the dollar bill came out backwards. And the new note 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 came out backwards.
On top of the morning at 9 to 11. So how do you cope with
it? Well, I think it is taxi. I think you'll find across the country that some schools are delivering not just 2 hours, but even more, and it's very good quality. And other schools are not delivering the amount of time they should be. There now has to be an entitlement. Every youngster must get that 2 hours of good quality. And I'm under development in four different areas of sport, so that it's not
curriculum. They're over flags, and that's why sport, and that's the teachers given the chance. We'll provide the top.
Okay,
well, right. Let me just say one other thing. We've also got to recognise that for many youngsters, especially in the early teens,
that's The Fall, and on Flitwick Records, a 7-inch called I'll Wake Up in the City. And we just had an email from Flitwick Records, and after all, they pay for it all and make the records and give them away, so it's up to them to do as they please. And all of them are now spoken for, so there's no point in emailing now, because the last ones are already on their way out to the people who emailed for copies in the first place. But we'll certainly play the record again, and the A-side as well at some stage, so you'll be able to hear it on the radio, even if you can't get your hands on a copy of it. And here's a really spooky record with which to end tonight's programme.
Tonight, are you afraid tonight he's going to come back and hurt you anyway?
The door, the sliding glass door, the balcony door is like off track, because I locked every other door in the house yesterday and it wouldn't lock. That was the only one that wouldn't lock, so he must have climbed up the roof and came in, smashed up the portrait, got his hand all bloody, took like 20 Valiums or 15 Valium, and was like, and then he came back later on and I totally fucked up, couldn't even walk.
Has he been stalking you? Or?
Yeah.
This is the recall service for 0795. Please enter your security code. You have one message.
We'll be right back.
splattered all over it.
And look at all those tattoos here, too.
He smashed the portrait, left it on my bed.
Is this your blood in here?
No, it's his.
His.
He punched the portrait. He broke my house. I wasn't here when he did this.
Okay. So what happened? I mean, how did he batter you? What happened?
He punched me and,
Where did he hit you at?
My eye is... You can't... Just a very mild black eye.
So he hit you about right there.
There's
okay.
A small
yeah, I can
black
see a little
eye.
Mark there. There's so he punches you in the eye.
He tried to strangle me. He almost killed me.
He tried to strangle you.
Like, he was... I couldn't breathe, and... I was like, you're killing me, you're killing me.
Where did it happen? Right here?
In my bedroom.
Okay.
And,
Did he say anything when he's strangling you?
He's saying, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, he's not going to just forget about you. He's going to get even. Right?
Yeah.
If you see him at all, you make sure the police come out. You don't let him back into your house again. If he calls you, you call the police and you file a report, you know, for him harassing you on the telephone. You've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
Okay.
Right? We may not end up finding him. He's hiding somewhere.
He's hiding?
Yeah, we don't have him.
Did you go to the house?
Yeah, we did. He wasn't there. So, thing is, you've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
Okay.
You know, he may come back later, so that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. This isn't over with yet. You've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
That's the King of Woolworth. It's called Stalker Song. Coming up next, Giles Peterson. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Lindley Gooden.
The countdown's on to the British mission in Macedonia.
Radio 1 News.
3,500 soldiers have begun flying out to the Balkans to help keep the peace in Macedonia.
Mac Live.
8 to midnight.
Radio 1.
Girls, and welcome to Peel Acres. Wonderful, keeping it simple. That's the way I like it. Wilco on Pimp Records, a 12-inch, and that's called I Like to Freak. And tonight's session comes from the Eyeless set, and we'll hear from them shortly. But first, amongst other things, the Goomba Goomba Boys. Guys. Goomba Goomba Guys. Whistle Quailer, the LP's called, and it was sent to me by a listener who I can't credit, and it was some time ago, but it's still wonderful. Those are the Goomba Goomba Guys, as I hinted previously, and a track called Sideways Jive. Got a letter this morning. How do you reckon it read?
Don't care what
One of their very best tracks, I think. That's Sun House's Death Letter, as interpreted by the White Stripes on their De Stijl LP. And, of course, these days, everybody going mad for the White Stripes. You may recall that we first heard them on this programme. I first played them on this programme after the Nordischlag event in Groningen. Not this year, but the year before, so quite some time ago. Just thought I'd get that in. Right, tonight's session comes from Isla's set. And it says here, rather long note, actually. It says, straight after recording this session, the Isla set embarked on a tour of the UK and France with Airport Girl. The low point of this was probably Jen being knocked unconscious by a falling keyboard stand in Manchester and the subsequent visit to A&E, while the high points included a fantastic show on a pirate boat moored on the Seine and listening to the broadcast of the session on Stuart Murdoch's tiny transistor radio in a cafe in Glasgow. It was good of Stuart to run all the way home to fetch you. This was followed by a fabulous Swedish mini-tour, and it stands to reason that a rapid return to the land of blondes and vodka is in order. On returning to the US, they attended the Californian Music Awards, where they were rather bizarrely nominated for the Outstanding Debut Album Award against such luminaries as Linkin Park and OPM. Although they didn't win, you'll no doubt be cheered to know that Sammy Hagar won the Spirit of Rock Award. I'm tempted to go and find a Sammy Hagar record and play it to you to demonstrate what that means exactly. Since returning to the US, they've played a small mini tour of the US with Ladybug Transistor and the Locksmiths and released their smashing Red Door single for the benefit of the Yanks, accepting a festival, a headline slot in this week's San Francisco Pop Fantasy Festival, also with Comet Gain and Boy Racer. The Islas plan to lay off live performances for a while and concentrate on recording. We all hope for a new album in early 2002. These are Mission Bells.
Yeah.
first set in session. That's called Mission Bells. And one of the nice things about doing programmes at home, obviously, is the fact that if I have some whimsical idea, I can translate it into something resembling action. So this is a track by Sammy Hagar from an LP which I used to play quite a bit, actually, in 1976. The tune is called, of course, Keep On Rocking, as so many things have been over the years. Spirit of Rock, indeed. That's Sammy Hagar from 1976, Keep On Rocking. One of the things, one of the differences that I've noticed between, like, British, European, perhaps even, rock and American rock is the fact that, or not just rock, really, but, I mean, whatever it is that we like, whatever you want to call it, is the fact that in America, people are perfectly prepared to admit that they like things which may no longer be perceived as cool. I mean, you know, references in that, admittedly it was 1976, but references in that to Fats Domino and Elvis and so forth, which is the way it should be. And bands, you know, contemporary American bands will also refer back to uncool things in their past. Whereas in this country, bands, this is an absurd generalisation, I wish I hadn't started on it really, but people in this country tend to not refer to anything that isn't contemporary in case they should be themselves perceived as uncool. Is that true, or have I just made that up? I don't know.
So, let me tell you something, man. Exactly. No man can tell me something cute, none at all. Got the girls that want my youth. And I talk and say, get some, so. We don't got to worry about life, because you must search for a third and see me can't find none. I can't tell you something.
Tell me if you ever bump another dog like me.
Them not have no argument for get
the girls like me.
Them boy now no flex, them now no charm
like me. Like who, like me.
Man a real old girl is a real lot.
Them now no charm like me.
Them not have no argument for get
the girls like me.
Tell me if you ever bump another
dog like me.
Like who, like me.
Man a real old girl is a real lot.
An argument, me mean. Reason I ability, you have to learn flexibility. Maintain your versatility, you have to have the capability to declare yourself with clarity. How you feel use hostility, when you're under your authority. When you live with first priority, don't be a part of the majority. Tell girl about your own property, like she has suffered from poverty. You have to have the personality and the individuality. Not try to be what you cannot be, you think alike, then watch me. Not your love past me, just step up and suffer suddenly. Say hello, baby, love, you are so charming and so sexy. Your lips are like candy, your eyes are like ruby. Would it be a possibility for me to take you to the movie? After that, to Bosco Bell, we can sit down and get cozy. Over jungle lightning and the right music to get your groovy. After that, release attention over my yard in a jacuzzi. She said me get the job, me just hire because them nah no charm like we. Love nah argument for give the girls like we. Tell me if you ever book another dog like me. Like who like me? Man a real old girl, it's a man a lock. Them nah no charm like we. Them nah have no argument for give the girls like we. Tell me if you ever book another dog like me. Like we. Man a real old girl, it's a man a. Fit chat to girl, nah. A post and a brag about all them hot to girl. And a XP know them of the city lock to girl. And a boast for too much million them hot to girl. Man a show Altaros and Glock to girl. Man a promise all some new job top to girl. And some expensive Rolex watch man buy the girl. And a fear man a foreign if you watch your girl. You can't do that to girl, yeah, eat that to girl. Girl you can't fool no sleeve. You are no back to girl. You know we hot to girl. We bunny a lot to girl. Tell the girl big to girl. You want fight to girl. You ain't gonna walk for it all. Pickaxe to girl. And I come back one kick you and back to girl. Need not to girl. You need to stop him girl. From me girl them very hot to nothing real. For no one. So man up.
Ends very suddenly. I was going to do a great segue there as it faded, but it doesn't fade, so the segue, I'm afraid, have to be some other time. That was Beanie Man and Dog Like We, and what was going to happen was over the end of that was going to come this. Would have been great. Oh, well. Trouble is, if I shake my booty, it carries on shaking long after it should have stopped. This is Pigeon Funk, sorry, on Poptronics, or is it Proptronics Records? I'm not absolutely certain. Zussa Schlamm is the title of the track, and the only notes that come with it, I'll read it to you. It says, could you be so kind as to perform some pigeon abatement on the front of your residence? Try hosing off your house and installing a pigeon deterrent mechanism to prevent future reinfestation. Birds, particularly pigeons, and their feces dust are the main source of the human disease MAC, a Macrobacterium aviary complex. And it carries on in a similar vein for a few more paragraphs, but no really useful information. Although I suppose that's useful enough in its way if you've got a pigeon infestation. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Down went the gunner, a bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the sky pilot, gave the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside the book, shouting, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, and swing into position. Can't afford to say the ramification. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Yes, the sky pilot said, you gotta give him credit, for a son of a gun of a gun was he. Praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All the forward, we're not a gun of faces. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Praise the Lord,
pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord,
and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord,
pass the ammunition.
Yes, the sky pilot said, you gotta give him credit. Oh, a son of a gun, or was he?
Praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All the forward, we're not a competition.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Look down on us boys here in these trenches. Keep those bullets passing along. And with the help of you, O Lord, we're all going to be free.
Hallelujah.
We just can't afford to be going around just wishing. We got to swing into position. Right now, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. You got to help us out, oh Lord.
Yes, the sky pilot said, you got to give him credit. Oh, the son of a gun was he.
We just keep praising the Lord because we're all on a big, mighty mission down here. We are not just going fishing easy. Pass along that ammunition. With the help of the good Lord above, we'll all stay free.
No, we're too far over time. it falls when we get back.
This ratio blank is mechanic.
Oh, don't serve him. Those are the wee DJs. Surround Fred is the title of it, and it comes from an LP. Well, there's not a great deal of information about this, I have to be honest with you, but the wee DJs, anyway, you can remember that much. And Get Wee Soon would seem to be the title of the EP or LP, whichever it is, and it's ID007 would seem to be the catalogue number of it. That's as much information as I can give you. Worth tracking down, though. And before that, it was the Southern Sons Quartet from 1942, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and that's on a compilation LP, American War Songs, 1933 to 1947, which is on Tricont Records, which I should point out is a German record label. Now, when I played this next track before, I said at the time that it sounded to me as though there was a steel guitar on it, and we got a rather snooty letter from the band, actually, or an email from the band saying there was no steel guitar on it at all, as though in some way this was to belittle their achievements with it. Not quite sure why they got so cross, but nevertheless, that's not going to stop me playing it again. These are the Briefs, and Come On, Squash Me Like a Bug, and it still sounds like a steel guitar.
Like a bug.
See, the guitar towards the end there reminds me of Glenn Campbell. He used to play with the Misunderstood. Same sort of sound exactly, and he played steel guitar. Well, those were the Briefs anyway, grumpy bunch, but a great record. They may not be grumpy at all. Somebody sent me a grumpy email, though. Come On, Squash Me Like a Bug is the title of it. And is that on Sub Pop Records? I was about to say that it was on Sub Pop. Better check that that is the case. Indeed it is, actually, and I hope there's an LP to follow. Tonight's session comes, as you will know by now, from Isla's set. This is Long Division. Hey. That's, why do I keep saying that? It's because there's a Little Richard record that goes, hey, I think. Isla's set, and that was Long Division, two more from them before the end of the programme. 24 hours ago, my favourite track on the new Hefner LP was probably When the Angels Play Their Drum Machines, but it's been supplanted in my affections by this.
Were you thinking that way too when you
From the excellent LP Dead Media, that's Hefner, definitely a steel guitar on that, which is called Peppermint Taste. And one of the sad things about growing old is that you know you're never going to experience those kind of breathlessly exciting moments again. And a friend of mine went to a party with a lot of bankers recently, last weekend, I think, in fact, and he reported back that all of the male bankers that were there dressed as women, fishnet tights and everything. So if you're planning to marry a banker, bear that in mind. This is Dub Syndicate.
Baby boy, although it's nearly spring, 'cause the serpent also hisses where the sweet birds do sing. Some say someday, one of these fine nights, council's gonna ask Radiohead to switch off Blackpool lights. I'm Slim Shady, I'm the real Slim Shady, the other Slim Shady's gone to play tennis.